There is a secret in these hills. This is a land of myths and legends. People have told stories about these hills for thousands of years. Like the story of the Pimsaint Stone. An age-old legend of saints and sorcerers. You may have glimpsed that very stone on your walk here from the car park, and you'll see it closer up later on your walk. Wales is, of course, a land of many legends and stories, some more credible than others. But the secret hidden in these hills is more dramatic than the most imaginative of legends. Something which has drawn people here for centuries, from thousands of miles away. Gold.
What we can see is a large quarry, a really massive open area that's quite deep and steeply cut on three sides. A big hillside that's just been quarried out and a large hole left where rock and gold was removed.
The most obvious remains are the very large open cast pit, like modern day quarries, which have been worked out where the gold has been found in its highest quantities and highest concentrations.
They're here basically to conquer Britain, bring it into the empire, to exploit the natural resources, possibly for slaves, for agricultural produce, a whole series of different things. It's a rich country at the time.
The Romans must have had a very significant impact on people's lives.
The views of three experts on life here at Dolaecothi in the 1st century AD. No one can know for certain what life was like for the Romans, or the people who lived and worked under them here in the mines. But if you look at the landscape and examine the evidence, you can begin to build up a picture. Here at Dolaecothi, the gold is very hard to find. For every gram of gold, you need to dig out thousands of tons of raw material.
If, as here, you're looking at very small fragments and very small sort of specks of stuff, then the logic is that you have to process it, which means breaking it up either mechanically or by hand, pounding it up to a powder, and then effectively washing it in some way, so putting it into a wooden trestle, flowing the water down, putting the material in. It will gradually wash away the dross, but the gold will sink and get caught perhaps in the bracken or sheep's fleece or something like that, which will help to trap the gold and you can collect it from there.
Ever heard of being fleeced?
Sheep's fleece holds back the heavier gold while the dross and the water flows away. And then the fleeces would have had to be collected. They would have had to, I suspect, be either washed out or more likely burnt out when they were dry. And then you can concentrate the gold, which is then transported to wherever you want it.
So how did the Romans organise life and work here? What was the impact on the lives of local people? Let's go and have a look at the site of the fort they built here and try to get an insight into their world.